And there would be a back porch all the way across the back?
All the way across, over here. This room here was a good sized room. There was a door into here, and he used that for his library or his drawing board room and his desk and all. And it was next to the dining room, and the kitchen was on this side. And then you can see the windmill was built that side of this. Is this for any part of the bicentennial?
This is a project that's been going on with now the field work we've been doing on this one's been going for about 5 years, and this will be the last year that we'll be doing field work, collecting and recording. They'll be spending another 5 years transcribing much of this information that we're getting now. It'll be published around 1980 in an encyclopedic form as a map, much like an atlas, much like any form of an atlas. But you like a highway map, except that you'd have pronunciation guides as opposed to county to county and city to city.
Those kind of buildings and those kind of things would be no good now because they're not even here now.
But what is important is, for example, you know, what you call the different rooms. Some people call them different things.
Oh.
And the types of items you had in the rooms. And the different things that you remember. For example, the space in front of your fireplace, what you call the hard space.
On the hearth. The hearth.
Right.
And Daddy had a brass framework that came on around it so that the children, little children, wouldn't get near it and so that he could control the sparks. And he had his brass
the metal things that you laid out.
The shovel and all the pick and mowers, little things. He had them hanging on back there. He was as proud of those as he was the house.
I think more so.
And they had wicker furniture in the house because that was the fad at that time. And I wish I had one of those old wicker rocking chairs because they certainly were comfortable.
Were those the big types, the small ones? Or, you know what the type? I mean, the fan back.
No. He had just the comfortable. Rockers, because the sides had lower sides, so we were very comfortable. And it was quite the fad then.
I see. Did you have a shelf above your fireplace? Just a little?
Oh, yes. We had
call
a mantle piece. A mantle.
Okay.
And Daddy built that a very pretty wood. He was a woods lover. And he'd get a pretty piece of wood, he put it to some good use.
And you said you had some rattan furniture. Was that mainly in your living room?
They call it wicker furniture there now. It may be the same as rattan. I don't...
I'm sorry, you didn't say wicker.
It's wicker. And I don't know of even having a piece now that I could call on. But it was very similar to the rattan.
Now, did you have a... what types of living room furniture did you have? Did you have a piece that looked like, the large...
couch?
Yes.
Well... she just found this picture of the first furniture store in Miami and belonged to Miss Nelson, and here's two of those wicker chairs out the front.
Yeah.
And that's exactly like the ones we had in the living room. And this is a baby carriage of that time, and it was also what they called a wicker.
And was this made in the...
It was not made here, no.
It was made overseas?
It was a fashion of furniture that was selling then, and Mr. Nelson got it in.
Whose baby was this?
I don't know for sure. My uncle took the picture because he was the first photographer. Here's the picture of my uncle in his old-time plate box, slate type camera, and he took pictures. And then during 1898, the government sent the soldiers down here to try and go to Cuba in the Spanish-American War, and my uncle was the only photographer here then, so he took a good many pictures of that time.
That's an interesting picture.
Yeah. And